Come into immersion, come into some realization by listening to these scriptures, you know, that even within our movement, you know, we have so many managers, but we have very few leaders.
That's a very important understanding. There's a difference between a manager and leader. Managers are very important. Managers are important, but the managers have to work under leaders. Managers take the lead. All they do is work for good management. They don't necessarily work for the good of the people. An individual might, but that's an individual thing. But it's a generic class that will just work for efficiency of management. That's also, then anything can go as long as the manager is efficient. Because for them, that's their, you know, that's their need. But that's the whole point. There's no leader. If there's leadership, there, then people have a direction to go. But as far as culture, where are they going? What do they do? Ask them, where are you supposed to go? All they know is to go back to Godhead. How culturally are you going to do that?
You can't go back to Godhead.
It makes it very difficult. Means somebody, yeah, means maybe an individual on their own because of their own surrender, and that will go back to Godhead. That's no problem. We see so many devotees are going back to Godhead. But if you look at it, the individuals of those lives, you see their character and all that, then it's so nice. Everyone will say they're so nice and so humble and very Vaishnava. That's why they're going.
It's like people.
No one said, oh, he was so politically correct, therefore he went back to God. He was such a good manager, therefore. No. He was surrendered, he was committed, he was, you know, these are the kind of things that take you back to God.
Leaders are something that's I mean, there's a rarity in leaders, but they can be developed.
It can be created, but you have to know what it is. Many of the managers potentially could be leaders, but it's training that makes them leaders. Right? Brahmins make kshatriyas, means why did they do? Because they were taught. You know, not by some magic they made them, that's by training that they become leaders. Kshatriya is trained.
Well, they've been trained by the Brahmins.
Yeah. That's why the Gurukul system is important. Because then you get leaders. And nowadays, just get a piece of paper so you can make some money, so you can provide facility for your family, but you have no idea how to act within that family or how to take care of that family. Therefore, even though you have all facility, your life's hell, and then the whole thing starts breaking down. You go looking for another woman, she goes looking for another man, and like that.
Enemies into the house.
Yeah, and so then what? But you have the paper, you're making the money, it's all supposedly, according to the modern paradigm, working great. But it's not. It's not working at all. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you said 25% divorce rate, that would be high, but you can't, okay, 75 is working. When you say 75% divorce rate, you can't say that's working at all. You know what I'm saying? Somebody makes one mistake, they're willing to throw them out. But according to this rule, they should be able to make, you know, 3 out of 4, and then you let it all go. Only on the fourth one, then you'll say something. Right? You know what I'm saying? So this is the point of the modern political correctness. They have no standards. They wouldn't have a clue how to judge something, whether it's good or bad. Because who said it's good? Who said it's bad? It's their own feelings. You know what I'm saying? And then instead we'll fight over something like chips. And why shouldn't we eat chips? What's the main reason we shouldn't eat chips? Is it being put through because it's cooked by karmis and the karmic consciousness, and that'll bring down the consciousness of the community? Is that? No, because it's got chemicals and it's impure and the karmis are meat eaters. And what does that got to do with Krishna consciousness? That's just straight upfront materialism. Right? It's either morality, you know, oh, they're meat eaters, or it's health. You know? Oh, all the chemicals. Where's the Krishna consciousness? One statement will be Krishna conscious, and then the whole argument for days will all be straight up mundane, you know, just, you know, Western, you know, consciousness.
Red herring.
Huh?
Is it like a red herring?
It's a red herring. It's a red herring. And they don't even know it. It's a red herring for their own life. They have no life. Ask them to serve prasad. The same people are jumping up and down. I guarantee you they couldn't serve prasad properly to save their life. You know? You take the ma, just even the ma prasad from the lunch, put it down, all the preparations in front of them, and tell me the order they should be served in. I guarantee you they would not be able to tell you. Right? Prabhupada establishes, who knows it? Nobody cares. Isn't that something we should care about? No, all we care is that kids get degrees, go out there, get jobs, you know, make their money, and ruin their life and their wife's life and their kids' life, you know. Then that's successful. My life is hell, so therefore everybody else's should be also. I can't follow standards, no one should follow standards. But the standards that everyone should follow should be my standards. You just think that. I'm not exaggerating. There are individuals who may think, but if you look at the broad, this is very common. Very, very common. So that's the thing, is individual has to take up the process themselves, become strong in it, then find others who are similar. Then in that way you create community. These other things are simply management. People would follow it if they'd understood why. Why do they have to do this? Why do they have to do that? You know, but that means education. But someone who's educated can educate others. Someone who's not educated, education doesn't come into their mind as part of the process. You know what I'm saying? Why does someone do something wrong? Out of ignorance. How do you correct ignorance? By punishment or by education? Yeah, so knowledge removes ignorance. Is that a process? Is that being mentioned? Are the committees saying that this should be there? Knowledge should be established properly in the community?
No.
That's the whole point. So where is the training? Where is it? So therefore, how will you call it community? They're a community of devotees in that they have a common point that Krishna is God, they're His servant, they want to serve Him. That is all that holds them together as a community. That's it. Nothing more. Eating, dressing, socializing, standards in the house, standards of raising their children, education, how they make their money, how they spend their money. You see any commonalities in the community? Other than little groups, the 2-3-2-3? No. So where is a community? And everyone talks community, wants to make rules, but first have a community. Then you can say, I'll make some rules for it.
Well, this has a time limit. I've noticed that there's a certain time limit in our society, and after a while it is out. Can't be maintained.
No, because there's no common standard. Otherwise, how will you do it? They'll get fired up, yeah, we'll do this and that. But the point is, if they don't know what they're going to do, then what will it do? You know, you say, yeah, we'll start a business, but if no one knows business, then it'll fizzle out. But if someone knows business, it will happen. So that's the point. If it fizzles out, that means no one knows what they're doing. Otherwise, it wouldn't fizzle out. Why would it fizzle out? If you have a leader, it won't fizzle out. Right? Leader means someone who, against all odds, makes it happen. Manager means someone who has the environment in which they can function, can do their service. Common person means you have to provide everything.
There's an argument of today that says the leaders are born, they're not created.
Yeah, but the point is they're born, but then you have to, what kind of leader you want? You want a Genghis Khan, Alexander the Great, Hitler, Napoleon, Stalin, Lenin, Mussolini, what? Robespierre wasn't much of a leader. You know what I'm saying? So they're born, yes. That's what we say. Varnashram is according to guna and karma. You have the nature, you can bring it out. But unless someone brings it out, then what? Yeah, and someone who actually is a leader, if no one values leadership, then what happens? What do? They get out there and, you know, throw their weight around?
Frustrated.
Yeah, they just go and do their own thing. So look around the movement. Look at where you have a zone or a yatra that is actually successful and things are going on. That's a leader. And the ones that's falling apart and they're crying that the whole world should prop them up and they deserve it, there's no leaders there. A leader is independent. Prabhupada wanted leaders. That's why he didn't want the whole thing centralized. Right? Mm. It's a GBC, but managerially it's not centralized. Each temple is independent. Why? It's supposed to have a leader.
Prabhupada was expecting us to go out and ignite the
fire. Yeah, he created leaders. So why aren't the next generations? But people came along throughout those leaders. They didn't understand the importance of leaders. Therefore, now what is it? Oh, the leaders were misbehaving. Great, okay, they shouldn't misbehave. Then correct them. But to throw them out and replace them with bureaucrats means you don't know what you're doing. Absolutely don't know what you're doing. You know, either you're a manager or you got serious issues.